Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you guys have been asking me about William Hurt. William Hurt had tragically passed away this weekend at the age of 71. William Hurt, multi-nominated, award-winning actor, Kiss of the Spider Woman, The Big Chill, Broadcast News. One of my favorite roles was History of Violence. I thought he was fantastic playing the older brother. He was a fantastic actor. Absolutely, just phenomenal. And according to his family, he died peacefully of natural causes, was surrounded by family. The family obviously requests privacy at this time. And he had died 1 week before his 72nd birthday. He was only 71. And that's not, nowadays, that's pretty darn good. And so natural causes, people always ask, what does natural causes mean? You know, natural causes. So we think natural causes mean, well, old age. But he wasn't old. He was only 71. Men live longer now than that. I mean, they used to not. Natural causes used to imply somebody died in their sleep. So they would fall asleep, and they would die. Now, most of the time, that's because the heart would stop. You know, so do you call that a heart attack? Do you call that natural causes? Do you call that dying in one's sleep? You know, do you call it hypoxia to the brain? Some of them might have a stroke. So usually when I hear natural causes and somebody who wasn't 90 or 100, I think to myself, the family just, you know, they want privacy. There's no autopsy at this time, and he passed, and it was peaceful. Natural causes makes it sound a little bit more peaceful. But if you remember, he had stage 4 prostate cancer. And I do, find his clinical course, intriguing. In 2018, William Hurt had described his battle with, quote-unquote, terminal prostate cancer, meaning stage 4. Stage 4 prostate cancer metastasized to the bones. And when somebody says they have terminal cancer, you could have stage 4 and still not be terminal. But terminal adds that extra, specifier or descriptor, meaning you're not going to survive from this. Now, he said he was in remission, and he credited side effect-free chemotherapy. Now, effect-free chemotherapy is an alternative type of chemotherapy. And back in 2018, researchers at Berkeley unveiled this certain treatment. It avoided the traditional side effects of nausea and hair loss because chemotherapy could affect the GI system. It could affect the hair follicles. And so William Hurt said, it's a moment you only know when it happens to you. He was talking about how his cancer spread to the bone. I didn't want to hear the word chemo out of your mouth. I had fought tooth and nail for 5 years to change my life so that word wouldn't happen to me. Here it was, and I was really upset. And so I believe Hurt tried this new cancer therapy called side effect-free chemo, and he said it basically saved his life. And so seeing that he passed away a few years later, you do start to kind of wonder, was it that the cancer came back? Now, if it was prostate cancer does still have a decent prognosis. The problem is when it's found stage 4, the 5-year survival rate is 28%. Now, what that means is 28% of people with that stage are still alive 5 years later. So, according to the American Cancer Society, 268,490 new cases of prostate cancer are going to be diagnosed this year. 34,500 patients are expected to die of prostate cancer. We don't mess around. This is a very, very deadly, scary cancer. And I'm not saying William Hurt died from that, but, you know, he died within 5 years of being in remission of the stage 4 cancer. You do wonder if, you know, if that had something to do with it. So we are going to talk about prostate cancer. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force in 2018 did recommend that if you were 55 to 69 to talk to your doctor, make a decision, you know, about whether it's the screening is going to be more beneficial or harmful for you. For men over 70, they weren't that excited about it. They say do not be routinely screened. Age 50 for men who are at average risk of prostate cancer should get screened if they are expected to live at least 10 more years. 45 if you are at higher risk, so African American men, people who have a first degree relative, father, brother, son should be tested at age 45. If you are even at higher risk where you have multiple people in your family, first degree relatives like your father, brother, son who had prostate cancer, age 40 we start to screen you at. And then there's a digital rectal exam. There's the blood test, the PSA. We don't like to use routinely. I did. I found it very useful because, and that is what we use, that now the American Cancer Society has been a little bit more flexible. But what I used to do is I would run the test in your 40s, and then I would repeat it. If it looks like it was greater than a half a point in a year, something's going on, so and I would have you see a urologist, and then you guys could decide. And many times it was prostate cancer. If your PSA is under 1, you're like 0.7, 0.9, you're good for a while. And so you and your provider would then discuss, you know, when to screen next. So it's very reassuring if you're under 0.1. That doesn't mean you'll always be under 0.1, but I definitely don't have to repeat it that year. So, you know, they say if no prostate cancer is found as a result of screening, future screenings are based on this. Men who choose to be tested who have a PSA of less than 2.5 could be retested every 2 years, yearly if you're over 2.5. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So there have been multiple, shall we say, manhunts right now to find suspects who are just terrorizing people, whether it's in the subways, whether it's at bus stations, you know, all over the country we're hearing of shootings, mass assaults, and the crime just doesn't seem to be getting better. So CNN is reporting a, quote, urgent manhunt is underway to find a suspect in the shootings of five homeless men in New York City and D.C. Over the past 2 weeks, they believe it is a single suspect who did both in both cities. They say the shootings took place between March 3rd and March 12th and left two men dead, according to the New York Police Department and Washington Metro. They say each shooting happened in the middle of the night and targeted men experiencing homelessness. Three were last week in Washington, D.C., followed by two more in New York City. The NYPD and MPD cited similar circumstances and characteristics in each attack. They didn't really receive specific details. I saw one video of a man coming up to one and just kicking him and kicking him just to see if he's, you know, and then the video didn't show what happened next. So the agencies right now are working with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives on the investigation and have offered a combined $55,000 for information leading to the arrest of the suspect. The mayors of both cities have issued a joint statement Sunday saying there was a cold-blooded killer on the loose. Agencies also released surveillance photos and video of the suspect. I'm looking at the video now. Sometimes he doesn't have a mask on. He appears tall, beard, bald, hard to tell in terms of race. Some of the pictures, sadly, he's in a mask. Some of the images are saying he's African-American. So, you guys, you know, obviously, if you're in that area, take a look at some of the pictures and decide if this is, you know, something that you can help investigators on. But the homeless population is really vulnerable. So not only has the homeless population been now targeted as being a aggressive and unpredictable population, but they're also, again, still vulnerable. And, you know, it's interesting. A few weeks ago, there was some community service projects that opened up again for students because since COVID, things were shut down. And I guess a mom had asked me about what have I heard at a local homeless food shelter, you know, where there's the food lines and pantries, and what did I know about that facility in terms of stabbings. And this is a facility that students have gone to for years to help feed the homeless. And it's, you know, I mean, I've worked with homeless, most of us have, and yeah, you know that there can be that, you know, occasional threat, but now it's seeming like we have to assume, and I would advise it, assume anybody, whether they're homeless or not, can be a threat until proven otherwise. And so I'm worried because I think a lot of people that do donate hours of their weeks to help people and to be there to help with these vulnerable populations who are very vulnerable and need help are now having second thoughts because of the possible risk. And so if, you know, homeless people are aware that there's people killing them, that there are people, you know, that have no problem killing them, then they're going to be on the defense. And it's a mess. It's a mess. Now, these attacks come about a month after New York Mayor Eric Adams unveiled a plan to increase safety and address homelessness on the subway system. The suspects in several recent high-profile attacks were described as homeless, including the death of Michelle Alyssa Goh, who was pushed in front of a train in January. There was also a career criminal we've heard that is currently homeless who throws a nurse down the stairs in Seattle. This was in a train station, breaks her ribs and clavicles, and just kept throwing her down the stairs and kicking her. And again, we don't know why. We don't know this is, you know, and apparently this is somebody who's had burglaries and thefts and car thefts and domestic violence and, you know, all sorts of things. And so we have many people on the street that are sadly the regular, the population is unaware and are accosting them. Didn't one person make a snide remark to somebody in the subway station? Like somebody, like, I guess, moved past her quickly. And she goes, "Excuse me." Well, then he turns around and almost kills her by throwing her down the stairs. You know, I think, you know, we've had these liberties of being, you know, where we feel like we could talk to strangers and make and even if it's, you know, make small talk or snide remarks, nothing happens. And what I'm seeing, you know, in my seat from a journalism standpoint, is there are crazy people everywhere that have no problem with killing you and beating you up. And, you know, people ask why. What is it? Is it a vendetta? Do they think it's because the community turned on them? It's anger. And when somebody has anger, just like an animal, they take it out. They take it out anyway. They could take it out in the form of a rape. They could take it out in the form of a murder. They could take it out on a form of theft. They could take it out in a form of assault, battery. You know, when people feel that, when they're angered, and that anger could come from neglect, it could come from mental illness, it could come from sickness, it could come from, you know, getting fired. Anger is one of the most serious impetuses to violence, and it's a very vulnerable time for anybody near that person of anger. Remember, humans are animals, and I keep having to bring that up. I know it's probably not the most politically correct, but we as humans are animals. We're animals first. Yeah, we may put on a tie, we may put on some nylons, be able to, you know, walk, you know, comfortably in high heel stilettos, you know, be able to sit on a subway train with our hands folded nicely in our laps, but that's not what the humans, that's not what humans are made of. Humans are made to hunt, to kill, to attack, we're animals. And I think we've domesticated beautifully, and I love the fact that we've domesticated, but it took centuries to do that, and not all everybody got the memo. People are very frustrated with the domestication. And so if they see somebody vulnerable, like a homeless person, like somebody smaller than them, maybe female, maybe not, we see these people as the focus of attacks. And it's a very, very scary time. And why now? Well, if there's less access to mental care, if there's, you know, people are not, you know, working, they're not in their normal environment, they're not with their family, they're not, you know, a lot of divorces have happened, breakups, relapses with drugs and alcohol, you know, lack of purpose, a very crazy, crime is going to go up. You're going to see, you know, you're especially if this conflict, this war conflict continues and starts to draw in multiple countries, you are going to see prices go up. People get even more angry. People take it out on each other. You know, it blows my mind that people on Facebook will sit there and call somebody a liberal or a conservative based on how they look. And they're going after people online. That, you know, if people are going after each other, that's what they want to do. They want to fight. And if not, they look for a fight. So I understand that many people are now trying to avoid subways. They're trying to avoid, you know, being in areas where, in public areas, a lot of people are staying home, working from home, and, you know, saying, look, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth the drama. It's just not worth the crime. It's just not worth the risk. And so I think now that COVID is relaxing and the waves going down and COVID seems to be less of a threat, the next threat is, you know, crime. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. They said the Congress remains unwavering in our commitment to supporting Ukraine as they face Putin's cruel and diabolical aggression and to passing legislation to cripple and isolate the Russian economy, as well as deliver humanitarian, security, and economic assistance to Ukraine. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has announced that the Fed will be raising borrowing rates several times this year, starting on Wednesday with a quarter point increase to its benchmark short-term rate. Policymakers will also discuss when and how fast to shrink the Fed's $9 trillion in bond holdings, a step that would also affect the tightening credit for consumers and businesses. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. China is now facing its worst COVID crisis since it started in early 2020, when the world first witnessed an entire population lockdown to contain the coronavirus in Wuhan and its surrounding province. 2 years later, it's sending tens of millions of people back into lockdown in the entire northeastern province of Jilin, where 24 million people live, and the southern cities of Shenzhen and Dongguan, with 17.5 million and 10 million people, respectively. China, the last major country to pursue a zero COVID policy, reported 1,437 cases. That's a four-fold jump in the last week. Jury selection has started in the trial of a man charged with killing former NBA player Lorenzen White, whose body was found in a swampy field 12 years ago in Memphis, Tennessee. Billy Ray Turner has pled not guilty to charges of first-degree murder and conspiracy and could face life in prison if convicted. Paul Hagerman said the trial is expected to take a week to 10 days. This is USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you again for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Okay, so let me give you guys some updates. We have some drone footage looking at Mariupol as Russian forces continue to bombard it. They have also moved closer and actually has been bombing Kyiv as well. We were hoping Russian forces wouldn't make it to the capital, but they have. So drone footage has been able to capture a lot of the devastation and the destruction. And it's horrifying to think this is happening in 2022. And as we're paralleling much of what's going on, as we saw in the start of World War II in the 1930s, 1939, the difference we have now is we have footage. We're not just getting stories. We're not just getting, snaps from certain photographers. What we're getting is actual footage. And so it's much more grim, and some people are saying this is worse than World War II. It could be. I mean, it could be. Remember, what we got back in 1939 was a very, very small slice of what happened. And by the time we realized what happened, Czechoslovakia was already under Nazi control, then Poland. And so, you know, we think it took the Nazis about a month to take over Poland, which was fast. And so the Ukrainians are doing a fantastic job holding off the Russians, but I think we're on day 18. And so sadly, them making it to the Ukrainian capital is not a good sign. So video has filmed a blanket of black smoke rising around the port city of Mariupol. And it appears to show a missile strike on high-rise buildings that knocked over tons of properties. A second piece of footage shows a string of high-rise buildings burning next to a row of charred structures that appear to have been already hit by Russian missile strikes. Another clip shows plumes of black smoke rising above the city. It's, you know, I think we're on day 19 now. The drone also captured a tank being obliterated. And the vehicle was engulfed by red-hot blaze, so that was Ukrainians' attack on the tank. But, you know, witnessing this is something that, again, we should not be happening in this day and age. This should not be happening. This, I don't understand why, you know, the world can't stop it. It looks like the world is like, all right, well, we'll do economic sanctions, but please stop. You know, we're here to protect NATO, but if you're not part of NATO, you know, it's free game. And I think a lot of us are feeling guilty. We want to do more. As I said, we have a fundraiser for the Ukrainian Red Cross, American Red Cross. For those of you that want to donate, there's UNICEF, there's Save the Children, there's multiple charities out there. Again, if you have any concern at all about a charity's validity, you could write me and I could look into it as well, so we could see if it's a good charity that is helping. But like I said, I really, really trust Red Cross, Salvation Army, UNICEF, Goodwill, a lot of them that are trying to do their best to bring supplies out there. Supplies of food, medicine, wood for making fires have run out in Mariupol. And Mariupol, I believe, is along the Black Sea port city. It's a city that has been able to kind of hold out as long as possible. We're told that Russian forces have captured two mayors. Well, if they capture the mayor and they put in their own, then sadly that's a means of them to be able to run those cities. And I don't know what the end game is. One of you asked, you know, how does this end? Well, it ends by somebody quitting. And we don't want Ukraine to quit. I mean, we're rooting for Ukraine, but they need more than rooting. They need help. They need supplies. Now, it sounds like Russia has gone to China for supplies, but Russia, as we know, in terms of their troops and their numbers, they very, very heavily outnumber Ukraine. And so this is it's not a good look for Ukraine to quit. It's going to take them being threatened. It's going to take their people fighting back to say, look at what you did to us. It's just, I don't think Russia is that concerned about public support. One of you had asked me last week, they go, when will the Russian people revolt against this? There was a pilot that apparently had announced to the plane and the passengers how he was against what's going on with the bloodshed. There's many people that are not a part of it. And so I think the war is very unpopular in terms of, you know, the population's support. And even though many of them were fed BS, I think many of them understand that what they're getting is BS. But look at America. The mandates were unpopular. The mask mandates, the closures were unpopular. It didn't matter. People said, well, it's for the cause. It's for the long term. I mean, it's... Some people are like, well, we can't fight it. And those who did try to fight it got squashed. If America, with all the liberties that we have, were silenced when we tried to speak out about some of the BS that was happening, during the COVID outbreaks and the overreach that our government did, then what makes us think that Russia, with the unpopular sentiment as well, has a chance? And that's what I think is going on. So these cities are getting besieged. I think Putin knows what are the people going to do about it. So the people are upset. People are upset in America. Nothing's happening. We'll move, you know, we will take over Ukraine. And then from there, if they feel they're being threatened or they feel, you know, NATO will, you know, NATO is more of a defensive, you know, it doesn't look, you know, everybody has already kind of said that nobody's going to attack Russia for this. So then they might move on and pick up other countries. So previous attempts to try to evacuate civilians, deliver humanitarian aid to Mariupol itself, that has a city of 430,000, has been thwarted by continuous fighting. So people need to flee. Some people are fleeing to Russia. I don't think that's safe. But they're fleeing wherever they could go. On Monday, remember the hospital in Mariupol was bombed? Injured pregnant woman and her unborn baby, I believe, have both died. Apparently the mom had said, let me die, because she lost her baby. They tried to do what they could. And it's just heartbreaking. There was an American filmmaker and journalist who has been killed. An American photographer and videographer was killed in Ukraine. Another journalist injured while they were covering the war. Kyiv Regional Police Chief Andriy Nebiotov wrote on Facebook that the video journalist Brent Reynaud had been killed in Ukraine. 51-year-old world-renowned media correspondent was shot in Irpin today. From what I understand, he was trying to cover the evacuees and get their story when he was killed himself. Another journalist is injured. Now they're trying to remove the victim from the war zone. Nebiotov posted photos of his passport and New York Times press badge that had his name and photo. I'm told that the Times said that Reynaud was not on assignment for them. He was carrying a badge that had been issued for an assignment years ago. So a lot of journalists with their credentials, when they get credentials and they get their picture and all that, they keep the badges. I've kept my badges, not all of them. Because when people go, you know, it gives you some validity going, no, I'm pressed. You see, I've had these credentials. But they don't, the Times said that no, they weren't, you know, they are saddened to hear of his death. He was a talented photographer and filmmaker, but he was not doing a project for the Times at the time. So, you know, this is, you know, sadly, Americans are being lost as well. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's always been about high protein. Let's get that protein up. We got to eat our protein. If we eat up our protein, we are going to boost our muscle mass. We're going to boost our testosterone. Well, a study now is saying it's the opposite. If you are over consuming protein, it can actually reduce your testosterone levels, leading to erectile dysfunction and low sperm counts. Scientists at the University of Worcester say piling on the protein could lower your testosterone levels. Now, we are cutting out carbs, and what we're doing when we cut out carbs is then we are compensating with meat. I get that. I am too. When I feel like, look, I need to eat more, I need to feel full, I don't eat breakfast cereal anymore. I mean, I might take a little granola because I still need some fiber and I still need to be able to go potty. But for the most part, I will eat lean meat. Well, if you start eating lean meat all the time to feel full, because you're not feeling full with a salad and you're trying to avoid carbs, that could be causing you some issues as well. According to lead researcher Joseph Whitaker, most people eat about 17% protein, and the high-protein diets cause low testosterone. We're all above 35%, which is very high. Now, he's a doctoral student at the university. He said, so for the average person, there is nothing to worry about, but for people on high-protein diets, they should limit protein to no more than 25%. They say not having enough testosterone has also been linked to chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's. In contrast, heavy testosterone levels are very important for strength, muscle building, and athletic performance. So results from 27 studies involving a total of 309 men were compiled by the researchers. Those who followed a high-protein, low-carb diet had much lower levels of testosterone compared to others. Having more than 35% protein reduced testosterone levels by 37%. Well, that then classifies you as hypogonadism. Too much protein and not enough carbs increase cortisol. Now, cortisol is the body's stress hormone released during the fight or flight response. High levels of cortisol will suppress your immune system. That could also make you vulnerable to viral and bacterial infections like colds, flu, COVID-19. So studyfinds.org says also what happens is when you pack on protein, you get something called rapid starvation, where the body turns too much protein into ammonia. Now, ammonia is toxic at high levels. This condition, sometimes called protein poisoning, was first discovered by Roman soldiers who were forced to survive on rabbits during the siege of Villanueva del Campo. Many of them ended up developing severe diarrhea and died because all they could eat was rabbits. So low-carb diets increase cortisol. The other thing, too, is you also wonder if it affects hormone production. I mean, I do not want people to gain fat, but fat makes hormones. You know, a big problem we have with adolescent athletes is they don't seem to sometimes develop as well as we need them to be because they aren't getting their periods, that athletic triad, where they're not taking in enough calories, their bones are thinning, they aren't making enough estrogen with women, they don't get their period. Well, then they aren't developing their sex organs. In fact, when I have a female who's an adult, who's a non-athlete, I could tell if she was anorexic in school based on her breast size compared to her body. When the breasts don't look proportionate, I'll be like, look, you know, did you have any eating disorders? Were you really watching your calories when you were younger? They're like, yeah, how did you know? I was anorexic. Because they didn't develop, a lot of times their breasts don't seem to match what would have happened if their sexual characteristics and sex hormones were able to do what they could do. So I love the fact that we are being cognizant and very aware of the excess sugars and the excess breads and the pastries and the donuts and the cake and the soda pop. We have got to cut our sugar. But people have been going in the opposite direction, where they are cutting their carbs so much so they go into ketosis, where they start to burn, you know, fat and burn other fuels, that they don't realize that they could be putting themselves in a different position. And when you start to lose your testosterone, that's an issue, a big issue. So these findings were published in the journal Nutrition and Health. And again, I don't want to be a party pooper. I get it. I want you guys to be able to, you know, have, a diet that works for you. And trust me, I mean, I love meat. I do not do well with vegetarian diets because I don't feel full with vegetables, so then I compensate with carbs. I've never lost weight on a vegetarian diet, but I have lost weight on a high-protein, low-carb diet. But that doesn't mean that's the healthiest. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So, you know, we have a petition now, right? This petition's been going on for a while. It has jumped by a few thousand in the last couple days. as people are sick of spring forward. And we sprung forward. We lost an hour of sleep. It was dark when I woke up today. I woke up at 6:15 and it was dark. Usually it was light, you know, during standard time, but it was dark. And I did not like that one bit. And I'm tired, I'm groggy, and if it wasn't for Tom Brady coming back, I would be in a real, real, real bad mood. Bad, bad mood. And here we are, we're still, you know, sadly dealing with these time changes that are archaic. And the only way we're going to get Congress to allow states, because most states have passed legislation to pick one time or the other. Most states have said we want daylight savings time, just that, all year long. Or daylight standard time. Where it's just standard time or daylight saving. And you know, states have already passed legislation. So according to the state level, they're good. We still, though, government needs to allow there to be that recession or secession from the Uniform Time Act or the uniform the uniformity. Now, I understand that could then cause a whole bunch of problems where you have one state with one time zone, another state with another. You know, I went through that with Arizona. It was really difficult living in Arizona and not knowing what time was what in other states around us. Sometimes we were on the same time, sometimes we weren't. And it was frustrating. But you want to know what? Arizona, at least, didn't have to change the clocks. I mean, if we could make it such that we were all, you know, with the exception of, you know, Pacific, Mountain, Central, Eastern, Atlantic time zone. I mean, there's you know, you want to be within your time zone. But if there is a way where we don't have to change the clocks twice a year, I'm a fan. So if you go to change.org, or if you go to my Twitter, or if you go to my Facebook, we do have a petition. We're at about 205,000 signatures. In order for Congress to even look at it, and I understand there's a lot going on, we're going to have more. Congress is going to have to just kind of look at what the states are doing. Senator Marco Rubio has, I guess, put up the Sunshine Act, and he has submitted that bill to allow us to only pick one time. Now, again, I know some of you guys are mixed. Some of you want standard, some of you want savings. I prefer standard. I don't like it that it gets dark too early. Why can't we just change it by a half hour and just stick it to that? And then just that be our new time? And then, you know, I mean, it's so crazy. I don't know why we still have it. We got problems. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.